Now it would be a neat trick to squeeze 400 years of history into one day. The Canadian city we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz is actually trying to pull it off. Today marks the 400th anniversary of the founding of the city. Catu McKinnon is a reporter for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Catu, what is the name of this city that started its life as a fur trading outpost?
Well, it's called Quebec City, and it comes from an Aboriginal word of Quebec, which actually means where the river narrows. And that's where we are here in Quebec City on the River of St. Lawrence. If you picture Quebec and Canada, there's a little bit of a crack, and that's the St. Lawrence, and we're somewhere in there. And I'm at the corner of René Lévesque and Clairefontaine. René Lévesque, of course, one of our former premiers, and Clairefontaine, one of our traditional songs.
So this is a big event in Quebec, isn't it?
It's a huge event, and it's being celebrated as of, 5 o'clock this morning, all the way till tonight. This morning, the city offered its residents sort of as a happy birthday gift, pancakes, crepes, really, with some strawberry sauce and some gourmet chocolates, and about 1,000 people showed up. This, despite the rain, it's now pouring, but, people pulled out their umbrellas. They were, gung-ho to go, and everybody's ready to celebrate. We have banners all over the city, and there are activities. We have dignitaries doing a salute to Champlain. Then we have a big concert. We actually have Van Halen playing, which is maybe not so Quebec. But Quebecers
love
their... I was
going to say, what's their connection to Quebec?
Oh, I think Quebecers just love their rock and roll. So, and this is, we start a big, huge music festival today, so that's kicking it off. And then we'll have the biggest fireworks show, if they pull it off, with all this rain, who knows, in Canadian history, something like 25,000 effects being launched from the middle of the St. Lawrence River.
Wow. Now, you mentioned this crepe breakfast that the mayor held in the City Hall Gardens. How did the mayor frame the importance of this occasion?
Well, it's really about, 400 years of French fact in North America, so he mentioned that as well. A lot of this is about the survival of French in North America, and also just he has a lot of pride for this city. Marco, can you hear these bells behind me?
It's rather faint, but tell us what we're hearing.
Well, essentially, it's the bells of the Saint-Jean-Baptiste Church, and it, along with 600 other bells across Canada, are ringing out at this particular moment in time, because this is when historians expect Samuel de Champlain actually, put his anchor down near Cap Diamant and started going towards the shore and set up his first habitation, the first settlement that then led to Quebec City, to Canada, and to Francophone North America.
Now, what's the mood among the people you've been speaking with today in Quebec City? What are their thoughts? Do they still consider themselves kind of new French?
Well, that's a very good question. I think Quebec City is not exactly a very multicultural city, so there's a lot of pride in being a Quebecer, but I think there's also an openness to who that Quebecer might be. But people are really proud of being from here and proud of this still being a French city after all of this time.
I noticed that the glorious Chateau Frontenac, this wonderful hotel right on the St. Lawrence River, is serving cake at 4:30. You're not going to miss that, are you?
I hope not, because it's the famous chef Jean Soulard who's at the restaurant at the Chateau Frontenac, and apparently it's, a four-tier cake, enough for, I think the estimate, something like 4,000 people that's at the Chateau Frontenac. Hopefully I'll have time to get up there by then and really celebrate.
That's a lot of icing.
Yes.
The CBC's Catu McKinnon in Quebec City today celebrating its 400th anniversary. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Good to talk to you, too.